Sirach, chapter 13. He who touches pitch, it will stick to his hand. And he who joins with a scoffer will learn his way. Why would you lift what is too heavy for you? Then why join yourself with someone richer than you? Why would a clay pot join itself with a metal cauldron? When it is snared with it, then it is broken. When the rich afflicts, he is proud of himself. But the needy who was wronged, he pleads for mercy. If you prosper him, he will be served by you. And if you bow, he will spare you. If you have anything, his words will be good with you. But he will impoverish you without him having any pain. While he needs you, he will be with you. And he will flatter you, and laugh with you, and make you promises. As long as he profits, he will deceive you. 3 times he will strip you. And then he will see you and be furious with you. And he will wag his head at you. Take heed that you are not too bold. But do not be like those who lack knowledge. If a noble comes near, be far. And by doing so, he will bring you near. Do not bring yourself near, or else you will be removed. But do not remove yourself, or else you will be hated. Do not trust being free with him. And do not believe the multitude of his talking. For his talking so much is a trial. And while he flatters you, he searches you. A ruler will give cruelty and will not spare. Over the soul of many, he makes a conspiracy. Take heed and be careful. And do not walk with violent men. All flesh loves its kind. And all of man loves one who is like him. All flesh is beside its kind. And man will be joined to his kind. Why will a wolf be joined to a lamb? So it is with the wicked to the righteous. From a man there can be peace between a hyena and a dog. From where can there be peace between the rich and the poor? The lion feeds on wild donkeys in the wilderness. Likewise, the rich pastures on those who are needy. Pride is disgusted by meekness. And the rich is disgusted by the needy. The rich who slips is upheld by a fellow man. But the needy who is tripped will be driven from one fellow man to another. The rich speaks out and his helpers are many. And his repulsive words are made beautiful. The needy is tripped saying, "Reach out. Reach out. And lift me." And he spoke out wisely, but there is no place for him. When the rich speaks, all have stopped. And they exalt his understanding to reach the clouds. When the needy speaks, they say, "Who is this?" And if he has stumbled, they also thrust him away. Riches are good if they are without iniquity. And poverty is evil if it comes from pride. The heart of a common man will change his face. Whether for good or for evil. The footprint of a good heart is a bright face. But a distracted face tells of thoughts of trouble.